God's plan to finance the New Testament church is the same plan he used to finance the Old Testament temple, tithes and offerings. You say that, a lot of people just say, well, that preacher, he's just after my money. This preacher is not after your money. Dottie and I came here and started this church and with zero, had a small baby, and God took care of us without any members. And he's sure going to take care of us now that we have members. I don't have to worry about money. Amen. But my concern is you. Now, some of you probably believe in tithing as much or more than I do. And you may say, well, why do we have to listen to this? Because sometimes we know the Word of God and we know the promises, but we're not claiming them. If you're a tither, you need to believe that God's going to bless you. And these scriptures on tithing really also are scriptures for healing. So where do you get that? The Lord says, if you tithe, bring all your tithe into the storehouse, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. What is the greatest devourer in America today? Sickness and disease, medical expenses. And I claim that. I mean, you devil, you can't put that on me. I'm a tither. God rebukes the devourer for me. Amen. Amen. So I'm just giving you some little things up front so you pay attention. Yay. And when Michael Church was sharing his testimony a few weeks back, he said that this is one of the keys that really helped him to prosper and have the great company he has, is knowing that God blesses those who tithe and give. Amen. It's a real key. And all the business people and working people, too, that really blessed in this church, everyone that I know of, tithe and give, even above their tithes. You see, we all need to know the truth about tithes and offerings. You shall know the truth, and the truth has set you free. If I am calculating right, I haven't preached on tithing for 6 years. And I apologize. That's almost a sin not to tell people about tithing. Okay. But I haven't felt led to do it till today. And so I've preached on everything under the sun this year and haven't gotten around to this year. And so I felt like God says, now is the time I want to bless my people. Paul says, the Lord commanded. Now, as always, I fast and pray and seek God. I'll fast and pray about 110 days a year. Try to pray about 3 hours a day, meditate on God's word. And therefore, I have a lot of insight into scripture other people don't have. And so you may wonder, well, why hadn't we seen this before? Well, the Word of God is spiritually discerned, and the more you spend time in God's presence praying over His Word, the more you understand it. And so it's kind of easy to say, well, I never heard that before. That's heresy. No, it's the truth. You just got to listen and look for yourself in the Bible and not believe anyone but the Bible. Amen. 1 Corinthians, Paul says that the Lord commanded that the gospel be supported the same way as the Old Testament temple. He says Jesus Christ commanded it, that we give tithes and offerings. Well, it's not recorded in the Gospels. Well, Paul says he said it. And you'll see that in a minute. I'll make a bigger point out of that in a minute. 1 Corinthians 9:13, don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple? The Levites didn't have an inheritance. They got their food from the tithes and offerings that were taken to the temple. And they had storerooms, which says bring your tithe into the storehouse. There were storerooms in the temple where the tithe was stored. And then the Levites came to get their supplies from the temple, from the storehouse. So it was the Levites. Don't you know that those who work in the temple get their food from the temple? And those who serve at the altar, now you may know this is almost as good as I do, but if you'll take notes and write down these scriptures, you'll be able to preach the same thing. Okay. So I've done the work for you, so write down these scriptures, 1 Corinthians 9:13. And those who serve at the altar share in what is offered on the altar. In other words, who got the beef? The preachers got the beef. When they sacrifice a big old bull or whatever, they sprinkle the blood to cover their sins and burn the fat. Isn't that interesting? They burn the part today we know is bad for you. They burned the fat, and they gave the preachers and those who did the sacrifice, the Levites, they gave them the beef. They gave them the meat. Because, well, you shouldn't eat meat. Well, God told his people to eat meat. Yay. So much for that. I don't want to get in that one. In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should receive their living from the gospel. In the same way, what was the way? Tithes and offerings. The Lord commands that ministers of the gospel receive their support in the same way. Notice it says the Lord has commanded. This is not recorded in the Gospels, but I think it was John. He said if everything was recorded that happened in the ministry of Jesus, there wouldn't be enough books to contain it. So everything he said and everything he did is not recorded in the Gospels, but Paul said he said it. Also, Acts 20, verse 35, remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Guess what? That's not in the Gospels either. But we all quote it, don't we? Because it said, they said Jesus said it, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is not in the gospel, but it's in the Bible. It's in the scripture. Just like the Lord has commanded that the ministers of the gospel be supported the same way as in the Old Testament, tithes and offerings. This is not in the Gospels, but it is in the Bible, and it is quoted by preachers all over this country, and it's not in the Gospels. But what does it mean? It's more blessed to give than to receive. But a lot of people take that exactly backwards of what it means. It is more blessed to give than to receive, because God blesses the giver. If you just receive and receive and receive, eventually you're not going to be blessed. But when you give away, that's why when you give to God's work and give to God's people, help the needy as you're told to do, then God can bless that. Amen. It's more blessed to give than receive, because the giver is blessed and blessed and blessed as long as he gives. And I've lived my life this way my whole life, and I'm telling you right now, it works. And you can get mad at me and you say, well, he's just trying to get my money. Whatever the devil tells you, you can repeat it. But it is the devil telling you that. And he's not telling you that to make you mad at me. He's telling you that to keep you down so you never prosper. And I'm here to try to get the truth out. Can you say amen? And after all, this won't wait a lot very long. So you can just stay here and twiddle your thumbs. Don't get on your computer or anything. And it'll be over after a while, but if you'll listen, this will change your life. Isn't that right, Michael? And most people say amen to that in this room. But I think God wants me to bring these problems to your attention so you start really believing God's going to bless you. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance. A lot of us, you know, is born poor, born at the bottom, and we just have a hard time believing that God really wants to bless us. And I'm going to tell you, that's been one of my problems. But I finally discovered God really wants to bless me. As long as I serve him, obey him, and as long as I use my blessings as he says use them. It belongs to him. It doesn't belong to me anyway. My bank account may be in my name, but it's not my money. It's all his. Well, 10% is his. Well, I got news for you. 100% is his. Okay. If you don't believe that, just drop dead and see how much money you take with you. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. That's the tithes. Honor the Lord by tithing. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. If you want your barns filled with plenty, then tithe on the first fruits. You see, this is a promise. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. If we want our barns to be filled with plenty, we must give the first fruits of our increase. You say, well, I don't have barns. Well, Christians are supposed to have storehouses. Savings account, checking account, stocks and bonds and property investments. How can God bless a storehouse or bless your barn if you don't have a barn or if you don't have a storehouse? This is really good preaching. Because it's just the Bible. First fruits means we give God his 10% right off the top before we pay any bills. People say, well, once I pay all my bills, I don't have any money to pay tithes. It's because you're doing it backwards. You give the tithe first, and then God pays the bills. Harry Tifford, let me know Harry Tifford. You can't miss Harry. Is he in here? Where are you, Harry? Okay. If I get this wrong, you can come up and tell the truth, okay? Okay. He told me, he said that he was thinking that because he paid all of his bills and had $50 left at the end of the month. Is that right, Harry? And he said, there's no way I can tithe because I've only got $50 left. And he worked at Oak Ridge. He made pretty good money. $50 was not his tithe. Hey, so he got convinced that it was God, and so he started tithing. And he said it added up everything at the end of the month, and he still had $50 left. Is that right? That's right. How in the world did that happen? God, because of his promises. And God gives you a little leadway on this one. He says, try it. He'll let you try it. Ferdinand and Agnes Mahila came to the United States from Tanzania about 35 years ago. Let me know who they are. They come here and speak every now and then. Well, she is one of the best teachers on prayer I've ever seen. And we have her back every. And Ferdinand, he's fantastic too. He was elected our church board when they were here for many years, and he was the secretary of the church board that approved the building of this part of the church, close to $2 million. And he led the meeting. I just sat there and watched him. So these are great people. And they came here and they couldn't work in America because they didn't have green cards, and so every bite of food they got had to be provided by God. They came to go to UT. They came without any way of doing that except God. They were in school at UT, but could not work because they did not have the green card. No matter how big the need, the Lord always took care of it because they were tithers. Every dollar they got, they tithed on it. Then one day, all these blessings stopped. And Agnes started praying, Lord, we need your help. What is going on? And she heard, and this woman really knows, they both do, know the voice of God. And she heard the word tithe. She said, but we are tithing, Lord. And after hearing this three times, she said to Ferdinand, we are tithing, aren't we? He says, no. He almost lost his life. Not really. And he said, we got really tight, and I just couldn't tithe. And so they had a little discussion about that. And so they decided to tithe, and all the money they had was $26. He said, how could a preacher take the last 26? I didn't even know about this. This was totally between them and God. Amen. And so they just dropped that money in the tithing bucket or basket, whatever it was, and immediately the blessings turned back on. Now, you can ask them. I know people don't believe preachers, but next time they're up here, ask them. And maybe I remember to ask them to share. But immediately things changed. Someone gave food. A fisherman went fishing on Sunday, and he felt guilty because he didn't go to church. So he came over and gave them all the fish he caught. Another person gave them furniture. So God's blessings turned back on as soon as they started giving their tithes and offerings. You see, God gave them great jobs also, so great they had to move away and go down to Atlanta. And they've been living this way their whole lives, and they just got to retire. And, man, they have been blessed, 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 blessed. They had great jobs in Atlanta. And, I mean, I'm telling you, when you give God his share and obey him with the money you have, the sky is the limit. Amen. These people came from Tanzania without anything. I thought by now you'll be excited. Under the old covenant, tithes and offerings were required, but with beautiful promises. Man, these some, as I've already said, these are some of the greatest promises. Deuteronomy 14:22, thou shalt truly tithe all the increase of thy seed that thy field bringeth forth year by year. Verse 27, and the Levite that is in within thy gates, thou shalt not forsake him, for he hath no part or inheritance with me. In other words, when they took the promised land, 11 tribes out of 12 got property. The Levites got no property because God did not want them farming. God did not want them working a full-time position. He wanted them to be full-time ministers in the temple. And so he said, the way I have designed for them to eat and have provision is for me to bless you 11 tribes and you tithe on your blessings, you tithe on the increase so the Levites can have something. And that was God's plan, and it's still God's plan. You say, we have Levites today? Absolutely. A Levite is someone who's called a full-time ministry. Hello. Okay. And I'm not supposed to be I'm a great worker. I mean, you know, and I'm a good businessman. If God would bless me, out of the will of God, I couldn't do anything, but I'm a pretty good businessman. And so sometimes I've been halfway tempted to get into something. God says, you better not. He's rebuked me a couple times. I told you, you're not to get involved. You're to stay in my ministry. So God has provided tithes and offerings to help take care of those who work full-time, even today. In the same way as here in the Old Testament. Why would God change the plan that's working? Do not keep the tithe. And if you're trying that, how's it working for you? Verse 29, the last part, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hands which thou doest. What does that say? Give God his tithe, that the Lord thy God may bless thee in all the work of thine hand which thou doest. He says tithe so he can be blessed. Tithing comes with a blessing. This is a promise to the tither. We need to tithe so God can bless us. This tells us to tithe so that God can bless the works of our hands. And some people work in two or three jobs, they could never get ahead. That's because they're not obeying God with the dollar they have. This is a success seminar. If you'll do this, you can be successful. Dean Webb shared his testimony the other day, and they didn't know anything about tithing, but when they heard me preaching on it, they started tithing. And their whole world turned around. God, that Monday, God gave him a brand new, he didn't have any money for eating gas, let alone a vehicle, to do anything, to get another vehicle. And God gave him the next day a brand new truck with a tank full of gas. And you said, are you promising that? No, I'm not promising that. I'm just telling that God, God's not necessarily going to give you a truck. You may not even want a truck. But if you obey God with your tithes and offerings, he'll bless you. And I'm not the one that promised that. I'm just telling you God promised it. Right. Numbers 18:21. And behold, now listen, if you're tithing, you're not being blessed, you need to start claiming these blessings. Amen. Well, I'm tithing. Well, Jesus said, according to your faith. Right. You need to believe it. You need to believe that when you tithe, God's going to bless the works of your hands. Now, you need to pray and be sure you're doing the right thing that God wants you to do. Numbers 18, verse 21, and behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth of Israel for an inheritance for their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now, why did the Levites get the tithe? So they could do God's ministry and take care of his temple, take care of his ministry full time, just like today. We need ministers, youth pastors and secretaries and workers in the church full time to take care of the ministry. It's a pretty big job. And they are to receive their income from the storehouse. You see, they were not, these people, as I said, weren't given farms. The Levites were to take care of God's ministry, and the other 11 tribes were to support them with a 10% of their increase. This was and is God's plan. Well, you see, when we obey God, then God multiplies what we have so we can even give more, do more, and have more. Verse 24, but the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as an heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit. Therefore, I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. In other words, they're not going to get a farm. They're going to get a job at the temple. The Levites were called by God to only do his ministry. The tithes goes to finance the work of the ministry. And as I just said, we have people today called a full-time ministry. How are they supposed to live? If you got a better idea of how to finance God's church than tithing, you better come up with it pretty quickly, because the utilities on this church cost about $5,000-$6,000 a month. Dropping a dollar in an offering plate ain't not going to cover that. To say nothing about the salaries of the people that work full time. You see, if you want God's people to work for nothing, then God may let you work for nothing. Okay. Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or the fruit of the trees, is the Lord's. He doesn't even say it belongs to the ministry. This money belongs to me, God says, and I want to go to the storehouse so I can take care of my employees and take care of my ministry. It says the tithe, it is holy unto the Lord. The tithe is holy to the Lord because he uses it to pay his earthly bills. You see, he spoke to me in college, and I knew I was called to be a preacher, but I figured I pastored a church about 12, 15 people, and then I'd need to teach school or something to pay the bills. And so I'm in my bedroom one day, there in a farmhouse, I'm just praying. The Lord spoke to me. He says, now you're getting this degree in education, and he said, you are never to use it. I didn't call you to teach school. I called you to be full-time in the ministry. And if you do it, then I will bless you. I'll take care of you. I'm nearly 100 years old, and I can tell you God has always taken care of me. And even beyond what I expected or even wanted. I've really loved being humble and poor. And God just messed all that up. I'm still super humble, but not really poor. How many can tell I'm humble by the way I brag about everything? You see, humility is not what a lot of people think it is. Humility is not walking around like a broken down dog. I just don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just so hopeless and helpless. No, here's what, you've heard me say this. You're going to hear it again if I remember it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me or enables me. That is confidence. That's godly confidence. Arrogant is saying, I can do all things. God expects us to have confidence in him. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's humility. And by telling you that everything I have God has given me, that's humility, because I didn't do anything to get it except obey him and tithe. You see, Malachi chapter 3, verse 8, this is where a lot of people get all hung up. Will a man rob God? You see, I just read where it says the tithe is mine. It's holy. It's holy unto the Lord. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. Now, I didn't write that. I'm not that old. The Bible is, the tithe is his. If we do not tithe, he sees that as taking money that belongs to him and belongs to his house. Verse 9, you're cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. You see, if we are tired of living under a financial curse, we should try tithing. Amen. What's it going to hurt? And this church has a tithing money back guarantee. I felt like God told me to do that, and the church board has agreed to it, and we've made this promise over the years. If you try tithing for 90 days, you've got to give God a little time. If you try tithing for 90 days, in the 90 days, you're in trouble. Because of the tithe, we'll give it back to you. We've made that promise probably close to 40 years, and only one time did anybody come back for money. This lady, she couldn't manage her money. She came back and said, well, I tithe, and I couldn't. Now, this is a 90-day guarantee, not a 20-year guarantee, 90-day. Okay. But if God blesses you for 90 days, he'll take care of the rest of it forever if you keep obeying him. But anyway, this one lady, she couldn't handle her money very well, and she came back, I think, got $150 or something. Another guy was on his way. And he said, the preacher said, I have my money back. Now I got to get my money back. And then on the way, he got a call. I don't remember the details, but he found out that that God had multiplied that money, and he called back and said, I'm not coming, because God blessed him. You say, well, you're crazy. Well, I'm not going to debate that. But the Bible's not crazy. The Word of God's not crazy. Verse 10, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be meat or food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Now, some of us, we obey God and are given, and then we're too proud to receive. Sometimes we're the problem. Well, I was that way. Oh, poor, proud country boy. People try to give me money as a minister, and I'd turn it down. And finally, somebody said to me, said, how do you expect God to bless you if you turn everything down? You know? And so when people try to bless you, let them. Amen. Because it's God. Jesus said, give and shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken down, running over, shall men give in your bosoms. He didn't say money fall out of a tree. He said he used people. You see, we can change the curse to a blessing by obeying God with our giving, and when God does bless us, receive it. Verse 11, and sometimes he blesses us by giving you a good deal. If you buy something that costs $10,000, you get it for $5,000. God just gave you $5,000. Verse 11, then I will rebuke the devourer for you so that it will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor will your vine in the field cast its grapes, says the Lord. You see, but if we do not tithe, it brings a curse. But if we do tithe, then God rebukes the devourer. Okay, God rebukes the curse. If we obey God with the tithing, if we do not obey God with the tithing, it brings a curse. So which one do you want? God rebuking the devourer for you, or you bringing a curse on yourself because you will not trust God to tithe? You see, when we recognize that the tithe is not ours but God's, then he will bless us and rebuke the devourer. I believe this is one of the greatest promises in the Bible, because any devourer, I can rebuke it. You're not touching, you're not bringing that on me, you lying devil, because God rebukes I've been redeemed from the curse, and God rebukes the devourer. Amen. Now, if I'm not tithing, I can't say that. God rebukes the devourer for me because I'm not tithing. God says, I'll rebuke the devourer for you. You say, I know this, but there are others who need to know this, not me. Yes, you need to hear this, because if you're not being blessed, you need to start claiming these blessings. Start expecting to be blessed. Start expecting to get a good deal. When you have a job opportunity, pray over that thing until you get a no-so revelation in you, what you're supposed to say, what you're supposed to do. If you have to, write it down. Write it on the back of your hand and sit there and read it. But God will give you wisdom and direction that will increase your income in all kind of ways. And one way might be a big promotion or a new job. Or even a business. God wants to bless his people. All his people. Doesn't matter about the color, the creed, the code. If you obey God, God will bless you, and nobody can stop it. Except you. You and the devil working together. You see, we need to claim these promises, even with sickness. You foul devil, you can't put that COVID on me. God says he's rebuking the devourer. This thing's devourer. Not only devours your money, can devour your life. Anybody paying attention? Y'all get this quiet, makes me nervous. What are y'all thinking? This is the Word of God. I love it. And I recommend it. And if people don't tell them, I don't get mad at them. That's your business. Just like everything else, I just tell you what the truth is, as best as I can discern from the Word of God. If you agree, if you don't, you don't. It's that simple. As soon as I get through preaching this a second time, then I'm going to go out to eat and not worry about it. But I'm going to tithe and give. When we recognize that the tithe is not ours but God's, then we're positioned where he can really bless us. When Satan tries to put sickness on us, we need to be able to say, you're not putting it on me because God rebukes the devourer for me. Get out. The Bible says that we are to give tithes and offerings to God's work. We are to do both, tithes and offerings. Let me explain that if I got time. Now, this sermon on tithing covers several sermons because there's so much to get in here. It's amazing. But I'm trying to cover as much as I can today. Maybe some other time a little more. We'll just see what God tells me to do. Exodus chapter 35, verse 4. Remember, write these down. Exodus 35, verse 4. Moses said to the whole Israelite community, "This is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze." This is not tithes. They're to tithe to the Levites. The tithe, remember that the tithe goes to the Levites and to those ministries and to their ministry. And so in order to build a tabernacle, they had to take another offering. And so the Lord says, from what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Moses is speaking for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze. You see, this is not the tithe. This is a special offering to build God's tabernacle. They could not take the tithe from the Levites. You think they'd go over and take the stuff away from the Levites and build a tabernacle? A tabernacle was just a big tent where they did God's meeting until they could build, get in the promised land and build the temple. So they had to take another offering, had to take an offering for the building. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 3, "Moreover, in my delight in the house of my God," this is King David, the treasures I have of gold and silver I give to the house of my God over and above all that I have already provided for the holy temple." So David had to be a tither to live under the old covenant, and he was a tither, but he said, "I have saved up a treasury of gold and silver, and I'm going to give every bit of it to the house of God to build it." You see, that's why we take special offerings to do these lights and other things, is because the tithe goes to ministry, special offerings goes to this building. And that's why a lot of churches are not blessed. They do everything backwards. You got to do it God's way. The tithes and offerings takes care of the ministry and the ministers. Special offerings takes care of the building. They even had a treasure, a big chest. When people come in the temple, they drop money into that, and that would go to take care of the temple. See, God's plan is perfect if we'll just do it. And you say, "Well, why don't we have a chest sitting up front?" Well, we kind of have it there on the giving card, and it says building fund. And so the building fund is that chest. You can designate money to the building fund above your tithes. He says, "I give all my treasure to the house of God over and above all that I have already provided." You see, this was not a tithe. It was an offering from David to build God's temple in Jerusalem. This is the reason David was blessed. In the first place, he loved to give to God. I love to give to God. Just sit back and watch, see what he's going to do. People say, "Well, they give to get." I have never given one dime in my life to get. But I'm smart enough to know that, I know the Word of God, so I know if I do give in the will of God, and even if I give everything I got in my pocket, he's going to take care of me because he blesses the giver that obeys. Now, you're not just, some preachers come through and try to suck money out of you. You have to have a little bit of discerning. You don't just give everything away. You pray and ask God what he wants you to give to. Amen. If somebody's trying to take up an offering to buy me a toupee, don't give them a dime. The people followed his example, and they all gave to the building of the temple. You see, this was not the tithe. It was a building, offering given to build the temple. You see, they had the tabernacle in the wilderness is a big tent they moved. When they got into the promised land, God wanted a building built, the temple, and they had to give to provide for that. But God blessed them, and they didn't hurt themselves by giving because God had blessed them so much. just as they took an offering to build the tabernacle, they are now here taking an offering to build the temple. In Luke chapter 8, verse 2, and also some women who had been cured, listen to this, of evil spirits and diseases, Mary called Magdalene, from whom seven demons had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means. This says, as a group of women, they weren't the only ones, but a group of women followed him around, and they gave of their own means to help support Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ could not take money out of the temple. He could not take money because he wasn't a Levite. He could only survive off of offerings. And people, he survived. That's the way he paid for his ministry. And he had a treasurer, Judas, that was stealing money out of the treasury, and he still had enough money to take care of 13 men. And it was offerings. And I just read that one example there. These ladies were giving of their own means. They weren't going down to the temple to take it. I mean, the Jews hated Jesus. You think they're going to give the tithe to Jesus? He had to take his own offerings. Jesus did not receive from the tithe. Just like modern evangelists, Jesus and his disciples received offerings. And they had a treasure, I said, was stealing money out of the treasury. Still had a lot of money. Luke chapter 8, verse 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give in your bosoms. From the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. Who said that? Well, I just don't believe that giving. Well, he's the one that said it. And I can tell you it's true. As I've obeyed God with the money I have, God's always blessed me. Given it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over. Shall men. I quoted that a while ago because I needed it at that point. But I had it at the end here because I wanted to read it. Shall men give in your bosom? Therefore, if you're going to be blessed, you got to be willing to get off your high horse and your pride and arrogance and be a receiver. Amen. Somebody tries to give you something, say, bless God, praise the Lord, thank you. And if you don't need it, just stick it in your pocket. You find somebody that does need it and give it to them. I try to carry a $100 bill in my pocket in case I run up on somebody that really needs it. Now, I don't want 100 people at the door today when I leave. Because $100 bill is not going to go that far. But we need to be prepared to give. I had a guy tell me one time, just a member of the church, he said, Barry, if you pray just for your needs to be met, that's a selfish prayer. I said, what are you talking about? He said, yes, it's selfish because if God gives you just barely what you need, you do not have anything to give anybody else. So we need to pray for more than enough and carry an extra dollar or two around in case somebody needs it. And I don't mean just hand it out to anybody. Let God tell you who to give it to. For with the same measure that you meet with all shall be measured you again. You see, when we give, Jesus says that it will be measured back with the same measure. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, here that quote is, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Why? Let me read it to you. Given shall be given unto you. That's why. I'm glad you came to church. Thank you, Jesus. Why is it more blessed to give than to receive? Because God blesses the generous person. He blesses the giver. Given shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give in your bosom. Let's all stand.